Shnei mikrecha dorshu, like Rashi says. Amar Yechonin, linyan eluye kuliyama machne sheretz chayiv. Could be that's not the machlokes here. Maybe both of them hold not like Shmuel. Both of them hold that if you bring your sheretz into the mikdash, you take a chayiv. Now the machlokes now mishnah is linyan lohoitzi. Machlokes is from which part of the mikdash, if you find it there, do you have a right to take it out on Shabbos? Linyan lohoitzi hanimtza biyazar b'Shabbos. If you find the sheretz in the base mikdash on Shabbos, b'hai krof ligi. The machlokes, the mishnah, can you take it out of the azar or not? What is the machlokes told in? It's no machlokes in this pasuk. Pasuk of Divrei Yonim and Divrei Yomim. The pasuk says, "Vayavoyu akahanim lepnima beis Hashem." So the kahanim came into the heichal to kodesh kadoshim litar to metayrit. That's what they wanted to get out when they first came up from the goyim to take out all the tumas avoyd azar that the goyim put there. So first the kahanim came into the kodesh kadoshim and metayrit took out the tumas avoyd azar. V'yoytziu eis kol hatuma. Ashemotzu beheichal Hashem lachotzer, beis Hashem. They took out all the avoid zoris from the heichal, from the kodesh hakodashim, out of it into the chotzer, into the azara. That's what the kahanim did. Rashi says, "Vayavoyu akahanim penima beis Hashem beheichal biyitziu atumam avoid zora v'takruvaseho shein metanim biyoyel." All the avoid zoris that the goyim put into the heichal, that's what you have a right to take out. Where did the kahanim take it out to? The chotzer beis Hashem to the azara. The Kahanim took it out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the Azorah. Now, by Yekablu Halaviyim Lohitziyah Lanachal Kidron, once it was in the Azorah, who took it further from the Azorah into the Nachal Kidron to throw it out altogether? That was Leviyim, not the Kahanim. But Leviyim took it further into the Nachal Kidron Chutzah. They threw it out. Trashi Beikablu Halaviyim Lohitziyah Mishom Nachal Kidron, Ava Kahanim Acherim Loi Metanim. But have new kahanim now to come and take this avoid zoris that's atomic if you touch it, to let these kahanim carry it out would not matter. Afa pishay tzrichel manoshim harbe, even though it needed a lot of people, elu matziyim in heichel yazorim, that these that took it out from the heichel to the azorim, avilu misham luchutz, but to carry it from the azorim further out, that leviim hudimetamin. We only let leviim do it now, because if you touch an avoid zoro, touch a takrubas avoid zoro, it's metamayu. So we don't want Kahanim to metama themselves. Therefore, the Leviim did it, not the Kahanim. But like Kahanim. That's Pshan this Pasuk. Now, what's our Machlokes? So Gemara, Ma Sova. That's Benanis, the first man the Yemenal Mishnah holds. Midi Ishtani Biyazar B'Leviim. So you see, Tuma Biyazar B'Leka. Without you see that by taking the Tuma, taking the Avoid Zorah, out of the Azorah, outside, we're not matter the Kahanim to do it. We made a Shinu and said, Leviim, take it out. Mashmat not such a chomadika din to get a chomadika thing out of the azora. That's why we're not mat the kahanim to do it. That's why the pasuk said the kahanim only took the tumah out of the heichol into the azora. Because that you have to get it out. You can't have tumah in the azora. But to take it out from the azora further, it's not awesome in the raisa. So therefore we're not mat the kahanim to matama themselves further, but rather we say Leviim, you come and take it further. Rashi says, Denena sovar midyishtani tumis azora mekahanim. The Leviim, since once the avoid azora came out of the heichal into the azora, we don't let kahanim do it. On Leviim, shemamina heicha the isa bi azora. When you have a tumah digazach like an avoid azora in the azora, loy maskinin le bi avera. You have no right to take it out of there in a leifin of an avera. And here to let kahanim come and do it, it's an avera, because the kohen is also to matamar himself. So we don't let a kohen to do an avera to take out an avoid azara from the azara outside. We rather tell Leviim do it. Elam hadrina nahaterim. Let's find a Levi. There's no issue for Levi to matar himself. For the Shabbos namelu dechinat shvus. So now that's the Nenesis for our Mishnah also, that on Shabbos if you find a sheretz in the azara, since there's no issue the iraisa, so now we're not matu to do a shvus of taking a sheretz on Shabbos and taking it out. So we're not matu a shvus. We say let it stay in the azara. Umasover, Mafki Kahanim. He holds there's no raya from this din here. Avada Tomei that's in the Azor, it's awesome the Raisam. You have to take it out of there. Therefore, now Mishnah on Shabbos, if you find the Sheretz in the Azor, it's awesome the Raisam. You have a right to take it out. Since it's only a Shvus touching a muksa, you're allowed to carry it outside. Why does the pasuk say here that when the kahanim took the avoid azara out of the heichal into the azara, mikan veilich, he can't use kahanim anymore? The terrace is because you have a partial way to do it the heter. Like, since you could do it the heter, why do it the yisr? So in other words, to go into the Heichel, it's also for a Levi to go into Heichel. The only person that's allowed to go into the Heichel is only a Kohen. So therefore, we're only matter the Kohanim to go into the Heichel, because they're the only ones that go there. So they go there and take the Tumah, avoid the Zorah out of the Heichel, into the Azorah. But once it's in the Azorah now, Mamonashach, for a Levi to take it further, there's no Issa Deraisa at all. So why should you be matter to let Kohanim carry it further and be Matama themselves? There's no reason to be over Issa Deraisa. That's what the Pasuk means. But there's no right to say that when the Avoid the Zorah stopped in the Azorah, it's Mutim Midiraisa to stay there. No, it's Osim Midiraisa. It has to be taken further. But the question is, no, who's going to take it further now? He just told there's no Heter for Kohanim to do it, because for them, they'll be Matam themselves as Nisi Deraisa. Let a Levi do it. A Levi's not Matam himself. So, Melo, from this pasuk, you have no right to say that in the Azorah there's no Issa Deraisa. How about there is an Issa Deraisa there? But just that, why do be Issa? Do it the Heter better. The male of Kitzur is no right, we have no machlokes tanoim in this din. The maskon is more mashma gemara's nemzon, that avad there is an issue deraisa for sherets to come into the base of Migdish. You can't bring it in. And if it's there, you have to take it out and be deraisa also. The Rashi says, the lo yevsha, the heichol lo yaili levim. Because in the heichol, the kodesh hakadoshim, a lady is not allowed to go. The afidu kahanim asiru lemeil. Ella be'avoyde, dichsir ve'ayobo b'chol eisel ha-kodesh. Not only on the Kohen Gadol could go on Yom Kippur, he could go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, only a Kohen could go in there. Mashen Kain in the Azorah where Levim could go, we let Levim take it out. So the Maratona Rabbonin. HaKohen Nechnosim Beheichel. Anybody is allowed to go into the Heichel, Livnois, to build it. If that's what we say, it's an Issa to go in, only a Kohen Gadol, that's time to go in. But if you're going in for another person to build it, then it's Mutter. Who Adin Lasakin? That's time to build the Metchilim, but to fix it up. Who are then to take it out? Really, anybody could do it. Or mitzvah the kohanim, but I call upon him. It's a mitzvah to let a kohen do it. Without he is allowed to go in there sometime. L'shem avodah, it's a mitzvah to let a kohen. But really, for stama person, there's no kohanim around to let a yisrael by says to go in there. There wouldn't be an issue deraisa. In main shom kohanim, if there are no kohanim to go into the kodesh hakodashim, then nichnosim levim. We let a levi go in. Because it's not called a bias reikum. He's not coming in for nothing. He's going in there for a person, for a purpose, to take the sherets out. So mashma, that's mutter midiraisa. Ain't sham levim, if there are no levim around on hand, and nechnosim yisraelim, even let a yisrael go into the heichot of Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out a sherets that's there. V'idi tarim in temeim loy. But both told only let a Torah-dika person go in, not a Talmudic person. Because since a Talmudic person has a Zaytik Isser not to go into the Tumah, we don't let a Talmudic person go in. Omer Rav Huna. Rav Kana Messiah Kahani. Rav Kana always, Messiah always gave Itzis for the Kahanim. He made it easier for the Kahanim. Like we'll soon see the Eitz. Like Rashi says, Messiah Kahani, the Omer Kamon Kahanim Tineya Madifi Mitari Yisraelim. He holds no, not like the last Svarim. If you have a Kohen, even though he's Tamei, he comes first rather than Yisrael the Torah. The Tani Rav Kana. Mitoch Shenema, since the Pasuk says, Ach Ela Perechis Lo Yovoi, you're not allowed to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yochol Lo Yiyu Kahanim Bali Mumim, Nichnosim, Bein Ulem Ulem Esbeach, La Sois Ruku Yepachim, maybe even a Kohen is a Bal Mum, can't even walk between the Ulem and the Mizbeach, Stam to do avoid the do La Sois Ruku Yepachim, that's like to melt, bang down the gold, to make the gold that you need for the Mizbeach. Rashi says, Rukuya Tatsim Shelzov used to bang down the gold for the binyan. Shemachafin then based Kodesh HaKadoshim Teichim. Used to cover up the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the gold. So I would think maybe a Kohen can't even walk there, or Kohen that's a Baal Mum. Talmud the Pasuk says, no, Acholik. That is a Chilik. The Rashi, Acholik Kloimer. Ochin Varakin, Miyutin. There's a Miyut. Kol Esim Begamri Buyin. Cholik Miyutim Locha Shari Leluye. That any time you're doing it, l'shei malacha, it's mutter to go in. Acholik. That if your purpose to walk through, even though you're Baal Mum, but your purpose is to do this avoida of knocking down the gold to make it fit to put on the mizbeah on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's mutter. Now, mitzvah b'tmimim. That the mitzvah is let a kohen tam, a tam walk in. Of the ain sham tmimim, you have no kanda tmimim, nechnasim bali mumim. You are allowed bali mumim walk into that place. Now, mitzvah v'torim. Mitzchilah is a mitzvah to have a Torah that can walk in there. Ain sham torim, if you have no torim, nechnosim t'mayim. You're allowed to let a Talmudic person walk in there. Or the ediv edekanim, in Yisraelim loy. That's where Rav Kana learns. That there's a mile of having a kohen over Yisrael. Even though the kohen is Tomei, still we let the kohen walk in between the ulam and the mizbeach, let him do this work of flattening out the gold rather than letting the Yisrael do it. So that's what the Gemara said before. Rav Huna said that Rav Kana is Messiah Kahani. Rav Kana, like, give advantages to a Kohen. He says, rather have a Kohen do it, even though he's Tameid, than have a Yisrael do it. So the Mari Boyelihu, Tomei Yobal Mum, Ezem Yem Nichnas. You have two Kahanim here. One Kohen is a Tomei Kohen, and one Kohen is a Baal Mum. Which one should go in to do this avodah of knocking down the gold? Like, both have a Chsarin, each one is something wrong. One is Tomei, and one is a Baal Mum. And if you don't have any of them, you let either one go. But you have a choice, which one is better? So tomorrow, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Omar Rav Tomei Nichnas. It's better to have a Kohen Tomei walk in. Why? Do Ishtore be avoided Sibur. I call upon him a Kohen Tomei, certain times he's allowed to do the avoidah. By a Korban Sibur, we say Tumah Hutra, Tumah Dechuya, but Sibur. So since by Korban Sibur, that you're allowed to do it even B'Tomei, so you see a Tomei has a Milah. Sometimes he could do the Avoida, he's more Choshem. Hashem and a Baal Mum can never do the Avoida, so a Tomei, a Kohen is more Choshem than a Kohen Baal Mum. We have Lezer Raymond, no, Baal Mum Nichnas, the Baal Mum goes in first. Do Ishtari Dachilas Kodeshim, because the Baal Mum is allowed to eat the Korban at least. He can't do the Avoida. But after they did the Avoida, to eat the Kodeshim, a Baal Mum is allowed to eat it. Mashenk and a Kohen is Tomei, it's also in the rice of him to eat kachim. Since he's Tomei, he can't eat kachim. So that's a big chsarn. So that's this machlekes. Who's better, a Kohen Tomei or a Kohen? Baal Mum is this machlekes. Both have studim. One is good and one is no good. If Shimon on there, Shimon says, last part of the Mishnah was, if Shimon said, Mokim Shatir Lucho Chachome Mishalcho Nosnu. What do you mean to say? The Gemara, Reb Shimon Hechikoi. Where's Reb Shimon going on talking about that the Chachom gave it from you? They gave you something. What did they give you? The Gemara Hosim Koi is going on the Gemara before we had. It's none. Mi Shehechshech, the Gemara in Shabbos had this before. Mi Shehechshech Chutz L'Tchum. Some at the beginning of Shabbos was right outside the Tchum of the city. His Afilu Am Achas, even though he's only one Am outside the city, Lo Yikonis. He's not allowed to walk inside the city. He's called out of the Tchum. He can't come in the city. We have Shimon Oimeno, Afilu Chomesh Asor Am. Even if it's 15 Amas outside the Tchum, still Yikonis. He's allowed to come into the city. Because when they first make the place where the tchum ends, they don't do a perfect job. They don't pull the string all the way to get exactly the tchum. In order for this purpose, that somebody makes a mistake and walks outside the boundary line of the tchum, can they should still be allowed to come into the city? That when they first measured, they purposely made a mistake to say, here's the boundary of the tchum, but really there's another 15 amis where the tchum really ends. Now, to call Matanakama, Lo Yikone, the Tanakama says, if you're even one Amma outside of the city, outside of the Tchum, you can't come in. But Yomle Reb Shimon Yikone, Reb Shimon says, no, you're allowed to come in. Why are you allowed to come in? Because Reb Shimon says, Mokim Shatir Lecho Chachomim, Mishalecho Nosn Lecho. Because when the Chachomim counted the Tchum, the extra 15 Ammas outside the Tchum really still belongs to you. It's really the Apayim Amma first ends 15 Ammas later. Now, they made the point where the Tchum ends 15 Amos earlier, today people shouldn't come to make the mistake. But that's the reason why you're allowed to come in. All right, let's stop here.
Yeah, the last Gemara is, the Mishnah says, the end, Shle, Hitiru Lecho Ele Mishum Shvus. Reb Shimon says, there's something that's only Mutter Mishum Shvus. So the Gemara, Heichi Koi, where is Reb Shimon going that he's talking about something that's Mutter Mishum Shvus, Mishum something that's only Yosem with Rabbonin? So the Gemara, Hosem Koi, he's going on the Gemara before. The Yoma Tanakama Koshroi, we had before, if the kinur, if the harp breaks on Shabbos, that the first man the Yoma said, we'll have to fix it on Shabbos, and even make a kshira, tie the strings together, which is Nisi the Raisan. Still he holds that Machshira Mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos, you'll have to tie the string on Shabbos. The Yoma Le Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon answered back and said, no, Oinvo, you should know you only allowed to make a bow. Is Vidashin Aniva, the Loy Ostle de Chiyavchate Sharule Rabbonin. Now Reb Shimon is being masb explaining himself. Why only a bow? Because Reb Shimon holds that Machshire Mitzvah is not Doicha Shabbos. You have no right to do an Issa D'Oraisa, even though it's for the purpose of being able to, like, hear the Levium, to say their shir, to sing, which is the purpose of the Karbonis. Still, the Hechsher, something that's not the actual Korban itself, just something you need to be able to do the Korban, is not Doicha Shabbos. So you have no right to do an Issa D'Oraisa. Therefore, Reb Shimon explains himself that it's only matter to do an aniva, a bow, because the bow is only yosim with the Rabbonin. since there's only nasim isim with the rabbanon in the tzurich beis hamikdash tzurich gavoya, the rabbanon will make it to say you are allowed to make a bow here on this harp that broke on Shabbos. So that's what he's explaining himself. Tloyostu dechi of chatis, sharvulei rabbanon. Has an aniva a bow which is not osim with the raisa. It's only osim with the rabbanon will make it. Vashen came kshira to make a knot, mamash, to tie back the harp, to tie back the pieces together, the string, the yosl l'dechi of chatis, that there would be an issa d'iraisa, l'sharu l'rabbonin. On that, the rabbonin would not matter. Because Reb Shimon Shitri, that an issa d'iraisa is not mutter, we do not say, hechshe mitzvah is d'eche Shabbos. Hadrin alecha amoitzi tfidlo, nuslikolo, mesechta ervin. Yeah, that's the last Rashi. Rashi says here, that the Gemara says that Kshira is the osel of the Chiv Chattis, that a Kshira will come to be over Nisid Raisa. Mashma, right now, by making this knot, there's no Nisid Raisa. So Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, the osel of the Chiv Chattis, be Medina, is the Gzeiro Shema Yikshur Kesheshur Kayoma. Like, it could be you'll have a way of doing it that's only Yosim the Rabbanan or not. Make the knot on Das with your mind that you'll take it out right away. Which is mutter midiraisa. So why isn't that mutter? So that's the explanation. No, since a kshira, by making a knot, sometimes it will stay there, loilam, lekayama, which is also midiraisa, therefore any kshira is also, even a kshira which is not shokayama. Mashenke in a bow, which is never shach to be over nisidiraisa, there the rabbonim will make them. And in the base, by the migdash, mashenke in chutz from the base of migdash, it's also. Hadron lecha moitzit film, slikolom, mesechta ervin.